welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of October 27th. Happy Halloween. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and fallish Melissa Henson.
I'm fallish.
You're fallish.
I love fall in Texas.
Yeah?
Because it's like summer everywhere else. It's 80 and sunny and beautiful.
Well, it must be nice because there is snow in the forecast for Halloween here.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And the Halloween parade in Portsmouth, which I'm going to, is supposed to be a high of 42 and a low of 31.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm staying here for a while.
Yeah. Well, what have you been up to entertainment-wise?
All the new TV.
Okay.
Now that we're really getting into the season.
Yeah, there haven't been too many cancellations. I think there was only the first cancellation that came up.
The Manhattan Love Story.
Which I didn't even know what that was.
Comedy, yeah. Well, that's why I got canceled.
Yep.
So, but yeah, so, you know, a lot of the, my favorites are back. And, man, just as good as ever.
Yeah.
Parenthood, The Good Wife.
Yep.
Yeah, still, those are still, to me, the top two, like, quality shows on television. And this is the last season of Parenthood.
Well, and since we now have a major character leaving The Good Wife, it may be the last season for that show.
No, because she's not. She's everybody's favorite part, but she doesn't make the show.
Okay. And what's her name again?
Archie Punjabi.
Okay. She just signed a development deal with Fox for her own series.
Yeah, she plays Kalinda, and she is, yeah, the best thing on the show. Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It's sad, and we still have this season with her, because the deal's for, like, next season.
All right. So what have you been enjoying?
Let's see, Grace Point.
Oh, that's the, like, David Tennant thing, right?
It's David Tennant, and it's the remake, you know, of the British show where he played the same character.
Right.
Yeah, it's him and Anna Gunn, and yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's interesting and great actors, and, you know, it follows the original close enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, Americanized.
What network is that on?
It's Fox.
Okay.
Kind of surprising.
Yep.
No, so Grace Point, thoroughly enjoying that. Let's see what other new ones. Oh, I watched a couple of Mulaney.
Oh, it's supposed to be horrible.
It's not good. And it's got, and it's so hard because it's got Martin Short and Elliot Gould.
Oh, wow.
Along with Mulaney.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it. I'm like, is this worth it for the Martin Short bits? He plays, like, his boss. He's, like, a game show host. And he's, Mulaney's, like, a writer for him kind of thing. And it's Martin Short just being Martin Short, you know?
Yeah.
It's hysterical, but it's, you know, whatever, a couple minutes out of the 22.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I'm going to stick with that one. That's what somebody should do. Just put together the Martin Short bits.
maybe give him his own show.
And then I would watch.
Yeah.
So that one, not loving. I've watched a couple episodes of Jane the Virgin, which I made fun of when I was talking about it starting.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's a young woman, like, college student. It's kind of soap opera-ish. It's based on a telenovela. And it's, it reminds me, in a way, of Ugly Betty, that they watch telenovelas, and it's, like, part of it. And,
yeah.
It's more lighthearted soap opera. Anyway, she's accidentally artificially inseminated.
Accidentally?
Yeah, the doctor, like, screwed up two patients. Yeah, it's kind of stupid, but the way they're telling it, it's like a book, and there's a narrator.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. It's not. It's better than I thought it would be.
All right.
I don't know. That one I'm not sure on. Let's see. Blackish, which is Anthony Edwards, Tracy Ellis Ross.
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony, yes. So.
Anthony Edwards isn't too blackish.
No, he's not. Thank you.
He's baldish.
Yes, but not blackish. You are correct. and Lawrence Fishburne's on that.
Nice.
See, when it's a family sitcom, but Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross, I find really funny.
Cool.
So I'm liking that. A to Z, which is romantic comedy one, about a couple. I'm liking that one.
All
I mean, it is. Marry Me, not so much.
Who's in that?
That's another one. That's the Casey Wilson, Ken Marino.
Oh.
In a comedy.
All right.
Eh.
How does he not age?
Ken Marino?
He looks exactly the same as he did on The State.
Yeah, he kind of does. You're right. Yeah, I don't know. Find out his secret.
Yeah.
Bottle it. Become rich. Yeah,
there you go.
Selfie, I'm really liking as it goes. Oh, it's right. Got quite a heart to it.
Well, I mean, Karen Gillan and John Cho are fantastic actors.
Yeah.
Filled with personality.
They work together somehow.
Okay.
Again, I never would have, thought of them. Yeah. But they work together somehow, some way. Yeah, so that one's, that's the one I'd recommend out of, new comedies.
Is Hannibal back yet?
No, that's always been a mid-season, a 13-episode mid-season.
All right.
And so, yeah, that'll be interesting. I talked about this before with Lawrence Fishburne being on Black-ish.
Yeah.
Man, I'm having trouble with that show talking about it. We'll see what happens.
So there was, speaking of Hannibal, Brian Fuller, who is the showrunner and creator, also created Pushing Daisies and Wonderfalls.
Yes.
Since the door to Twin Peaks opened, there's been a push. Because he's talked continuously about having more story to tell, but trying to get Lee Pace and Anna Friel back together again would probably be a challenge. Because he's very busy. I don't know about her. But I'd be very curious to see if he could do a miniseries of a season 3 of Pushing Daisies. Because it ended on a big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So, and if you haven't seen it, I think it's still on streaming. Netflix.
It was on Amazon Prime.
All right. It's a great show.
It's a great show. Everything by Brian Fuller.
I've said before, and I'll say it again, I don't watch a lot of TV. I tend to stream movies when I'm working and things like that. But regular shows, I'm still watching Sleepy Hollow, which is amazingly still keeping its vibe. I like Tom Meeson. I like...
Yeah,
why can't I remember her name, who plays Abby Mills? The cast is fantastic. The stories are actually very interesting. And the dad from Fringe is now the big bad guy on there.
I hate that twist.
But it still works. And it turns out he's not as powerful as everybody, including himself, thinks he is.
Yeah, I don't think it works at all.
All right,
really is.
I'm enjoying it. Gotham is still... I heard a theory about Gotham the other day that blew my mind.
About who the Penguin is?
Yes.
Yes.
That it may not actually be the Penguin that we know. That it may actually be the Joker.
Right.
Which would
this is kind of like just fans throwing ideas out.
But it's one hell of a mindfuck if that's what turns out to be.
Yeah, that's what they are doing. If that wasn't the plan, maybe they'll do it now.
Yeah. Oh,
So that's one, too. Like, it's got all the pieces. Like, I like all the individual pieces, except for Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm not.
Oh, you don't like Fish?
I think she's over the top, which I know the whole show kind of is, but it's so stylized. But I'm not loving her. But anyhow, all the individual pieces I really like.
Yeah.
But it feels flat to me.
Really?
I'm not as into it as I thought I would be.
Okay.
Not that it's bad. I'm still watching it, but I'm kind of like, I guess I'll watch Gotham. Instead of like, woo, yay, Gotham. Grace Point, I'm like, oh, yeah, Grace Point's on. I mean, Gotham, I'm like, I guess I'll watch it.
Any show that can cast cameos from Frank Whaley and Lily Taylor as creepy-ass bad guys?
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I mean, come on. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is starting to cook more. We're getting deeper into this. Kyle MacLachlan is now on the show. Which I think is a fantastic move. And it's really playing a different character for him. He's really off of his nut. What else is the other show that I watch? Oh, I chain smoked 2 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Good Lord.
Season 5 and season 6, because it just came on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And I give RuPaul, Charles, all the credit in the world, because he has built a brand unlike no other. In every season of this show, he basically hires a new spokesmodel for his brand. The winner of that show then becomes to represent his brand. It's from a Harvard Business School standpoint, it is brilliant in terms of what he does, and it just keeps getting bigger. I mean, it has kept Logo TV afloat.
And he just being himself,
yes,
has done this. Yep. You know,
yep.
Which I think is amazing.
Yeah,
not, you know, changing for other people or for the business or, and I think doing it with some integrity.
Oh yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Not just passion, but integrity.
Surrounding himself with incredibly talented people. I mean, his production team that does like the final episode, which is very much like the Oscars. If they hired those folks to do the Oscars, it would be a much better show.
Nice.
So, I mean, really, if you haven't seen any of that stuff, and I know people are like, oh, drag queens and all this, but no, there's so much more to it than that. And I hate reality TV. But there's something different about this franchise.
Okay. This is one I haven't gotten into.
Okay. I suggest
you fan of RuPaul I am.
Stick your toe into it, season 4, and
that's
the first one that's available for streaming. So it's 4, 5, and 6 that are available.
Okay.
And just see what you think.
All right, then.
All right. Box office this past week. We were off for a week, so some of these titles are going to be new to some of you. And, of course, it's Halloween, so horror rises to the top.
Yeah. Ouija. Whichever.
It's spelled Ouija, but we all know it as Ouija.
So, like Ouija boards?
Yeah.
What is it, Parker Brothers?
It was Parker Brothers, but I read a story that this was created. Parker Brothers didn't buy it until around the turn of the century, but it was around way before that. Yeah.
Yeah, then they made it like an actual game.
Mainstream. Yeah.
That I had as, you know, a junior high girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's number one, but only with 20 million.
Yeah.
Which is not much of that. It's half of what we were seeing.
Yeah, box office is starting to hurt again. So.
Yeah. But Keanu's back.
Yep.
And number two with John Wick, but again, only 14 million.
And it's gotten good reviews. Everybody I know, even Bill Gibran, said that this is really the quintessential Keanu action picture.
All right. And then Brad Pitt's Fury.
Yep.
It's hanging in there. It's at number 3 with 13 million. Gone Girl with 11 million. And The Book of Life with 10 million.
Yeah. The other movie that opened a couple weeks ago that we didn't talk about is Bill Murray's St. Vincent.
Oh.
Melissa McCarthy and Naomi Watts. Now, it used to be that I would love to go to the movies and see stuff. Like, I can't wait to go to the movies this weekend.
Yeah.
But now, there's most of this stuff is like, I'll wait for it to come to On Demand or Redbox or DVD.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's why the box office is hurting. Hollywood has done such a good job of making everything so available to people 24/7 that they don't need to spend $20 to go to a movie theater to see a movie.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely changed, and that's how it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be. Yeah, we watch it on our little phones instead of the big screen.
Right, exactly.
Now, which, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much that changes the movies that are made in the future.
Yes.
Because now it's, you know, the big bombastic action, you know, that works on the big screen and kind of blows your socks off. Well, more and more people watch it on, what, like 3-inch by 2-inch?
I know, right? Or iPads or,
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if it, you know, a few years from now, like different looking movies are made.
Right. That's a very good point. Coming this week, we've got 3 movies of note. Daniel Radcliffe grows some horns. The trailer for this actually looks interesting, but I've heard it does. The execution isn't fantastic. It's very metaphorical.
Okay.
You know, for a kid kind of coming of age and he gets horny and, you know, just, you know what I mean. Jake Gyllenhaal stars in The Nightcrawler, which could be interesting. Very dark. I still haven't seen Donnie Darko. That came up when I was flipping through things to watch last night.
With you?
I don't know, but this looks like it gets back to his type of, you know, what he played in that role. And then the original Saw gets a re-release for Halloween.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep. So in addition to Rocky Horror, one of the theatrical franchises is running Rocky Horror at midnight on Halloween.
Nice.
So across the country. All right. coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week. WKRP in Cincinnati, the complete series from Shout Factory, which, surprisingly, they didn't send over for review. Go figure. We normally get everything from them. The review is up today. Patrick Noggle reviewed Nightbreed, Clive Barker's Nightbreed, the director's cut on Blu-ray. I mean, you don't have to like horror movies or, you know, Clive Barker's known for stuff like Hellraiser and things like that. This is a very different movie. A very human, I would say more in the Joss Whedon vein.
Ooh.
Yeah. So this is the only movie of Clive Barker's that I've ever enjoyed. And I saw it when it was originally released. So,
okay.
Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo in Begin Again, about the music industry.
Yep. Yeah.
That's on DVD this week. Eric Bana in a supposedly inspired by true events, Deliver Us From Evil, about a cop who, it's another possession movie, comes across this neighborhood where all these possessions are taking place.
All right, then.
And then Zach Braff's latest, Wish I Was Here, also available on DVD this week.
All right.
Over at Redbox, the lovable St. Bernard, Beethoven, returns.
Hi.
Beethoven's Treasure Trail.
Was Charles Grodin in that movie?
Oh, I hope not. God.
There's no one's but him in the original?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was Bonnie Hunt, plays his wife.
Oh, he was so great. Okay, sorry.
Selena Gomez and Elizabeth Shue in Behaving Badly.
All right.
John Favreau's Chef. James Franco and Kate Hudson. What a pair in the thriller Good People.
Okay.
And then here's one for you that you'll want to add. You'll want to stop over at Redbox.
Okay.
John Cusack, Jason Patrick, and Bruce Willis.
Nice.
In The Prince, which obviously never made it to theaters.
No.
Cusack, his career has gone down the toilet. He's making all direct-to-DVD crap these days.
Yeah.
Oh, don't know what happened there. Over at Netflix, end of the month, not a whole lot to choose from. Hunger Games, Catching Fire is brand new. Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained. If you are a Tarantino fan and you have not seen this, shame on you, because it is Tarantino unhinged. Even Matt Houston shows up in this movie. Lee Horsley,
really?
Very briefly at the beginning, yes.
Oh, well, now I'm going to watch it. Said that months ago when it came out.
Oh, I saw it twice at the theater. That's how much I enjoyed it.
All right.
Sons of Anarchy Season 6, Carrie Diary Season 2, and then Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise in Rain Man, all on Netflix this week. Over at Hulu, if you remember Leonard Nimoy's series that aired on PBS, In Search Of.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually written by Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling.
Okay.
So the original pilot for that series was called In Search of Ancient Mysteries and was hosted by Serling himself, and that is on Hulu this week.
Ooh.
That just came to DVD, and obviously that's now on demand as well.
Yeah. I actually watch Hulu, not just TV shows. They have a whole bunch of family Halloween, so cartoon stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it's like a Caillou episode and whatever. But they have the Fat Albert Halloween special.
Nice.
And, like, Ghostbusters and Garfield, like, their Halloween specials.
Very cool.
That's all on Hulu. It was, like, a separate section for, like, family Halloween.
I went through the Halloween section on Netflix last night and was unimpressed. And the reason being because all of the Universal Monster movies that used to be on there, since they just released the box set, they pulled all that stuff off.
Pulled it. Yeah.
So, but I did watch Buffy Once More with Feeling. I streamed that episode. And it's still self-contained, holds up incredibly well.
Yeah.
And it, the great thing about that musical is it drives the plot. So many twists and turns and things were put into motion just in that episode.
Yeah, it was kind of perfect. Just a way to reveal things that wouldn't be revealed.
Absolutely.
It actually, it was one of those, if they hadn't done it, it would have been so many forced scenes.
Yes.
Revealing information. This way it made sense.
Yep, you had a demon who made them reveal their secrets.
Yeah.
In song and dance.
Yeah, it sounds stupid, but man, did it work.
No, it worked. And Hinton Battle was the bad guy. Hinton Battle, the legendary Broadway singer-dancer. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. All right, the other thing on Hulu this week, 13 Nights of Elvira. 13 different movies hosted by Cassandra Peterson. Z-grade, terrible horror stuff. So if you're missing your horror hosts, there you go. All right, that's all I've got for streaming media this week.
Okay, well, you finished just as I yawned. So hang on.
Okay.
Whew. All right, TV, we've still got some new ones starting.
Yep.
Two Broke Girls is back on Monday, CBS. And then Adult Swim has a new segment.
Uh-oh.
On Monday night. Mike Tyson Mysteries.
What?
It's an animated with the voice of Mike Tyson.
Is it like Scooby-Doo?
Yep. Got like a van thing. There's a ghost that just pops up.
Shut up.
Just like the cartoons we watched as a kid. But like a parody of them. And Mike Tyson's in it.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah. So that starts Monday night.
Wow.
All right. Tuesday, The Great Halloween Fright Fight.
Uh-oh.
On ABC. Yeah, people decorate their yards.
Oh, okay.
Like competition to see. Okay, anyhow.
Yeah.
Another reality, a new one on Lifetime, Prison Wives Club.
Ugh.
Yeah.
This is why I hate reality TV.
Yeah, wives whose husbands are in prison and whatever. All right. And then USA has a new comedy called Benched. It's a courtroom, like exes face off in the courtroom kind of thing. All right. Oh, Thursday night, day before Halloween, ABC, The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yay!
So we can all watch that together. Yay! And pretend we're 5 years old again. All right. But also Thursday night, CBS is a night of new. Mom's back, Two and a Half Men's back, new one, The McCarthys, and then Elementary's back.
Oh.
And then also Thursday, Lifetime, Project Runway is on.
Okay.
Music this week, finally freaking out, Taylor Swift, 1989.
Oh, yeah. I heard the first cut off of it. Eh, it's okay.
Stick it off.
Yeah.
It's all about the haters. It's really catchy.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Okay, so Barry Manilow has a new one.
Yeah, really?
But only part of the songs are new because it's called My Dream Duets.
What?
And he does duets with a bunch of dead singers.
Oh, okay.
The whole Natalie King Cole thing.
Yep, exactly.
Uh-huh. All right, then. Yousef, who
Cat
Stevens.
Yeah?
He has a new one.
What?
Called Tell Him I'm Gone. It's been a few years, but he's released music as Yousef.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's released albums, you know, not, you know, every year or anything, but.
Right. Huh.
It's been a few years, but yeah. So, Tell Him I'm Gone is a new one, by the artist firmly known as Cat Stevens.
Mm.
And then, let's see. Oh, The Book of Life.
Yes.
The soundtrack is out.
Nice.
There's, the cast sings, it's pop and Latin songs, and then the score is by Gustavo Santaolalla.
He is an unbelievable classical guitarist. If you saw, what was the movie with?
Babel? Did he do
yes,
Babel?
Yes, yes. Gabriel.
He's done a bunch of, like, I didn't recognize it, but I looked at, like, what he's done, and I was like, ooh, damn.
Oh, his music is so haunting. And if you've ever played the video game Last of Us, he did the score for the video game, which was just phenomenal.
Yeah. So whether you're a fan of, you know, the actors in it or him,
yeah,
I'm going to pick that up. And then a Christmas one that I might actually get.
Yes.
Home for the Holidays. What a boring name. But Darius Rucker.
Oh, okay.
The lead singer for Hootie and the Blowfish, who's now solo country artist. All right. Anyhow, I'm actually a big fan of his solo stuff.
Nice.
Yep. So guess who's back? Ooh. Not Patterson. Well, two people kind of are back. Lestat.
Oh, that's right.
Is back, which means Anne Rice is back.
She's... Prince
Lestat. It's the Vampire Chronicles number 11. She's back to it.
She's in town next week in Portsmouth at the Music Hall doing a reading. Yeah.
All right. And then all you Game of Thrones fans, The World of Ice and Fire, The Untold History of the Game of Thrones. So George R. R. Martin did it, and Elio Garcia and Linda Entenson. It's they actually, the other two are actually fans, big fan site type thing.
Oh.
And they, it's like, you know, people get so into it, like the whole Middle Earth, like maps and this and that, and what, it's like this kind of stuff.
Okay.
What's where in the history and the whole background to the show and the series of books kind of thing. Let's see, nonfiction this week. Wow. Jeter Unfiltered. And I'm not sure why his name is Derek Jeter and photographer Christopher Anderson. It's actually photos of Jeter. It's not, you know, just him writing his whole biography.
Okay.
But if you're a fan of Derek Jeter, or you just he's hot, you might want to check that out.
Okay.
And then we finally have one from Ms. Amy Poehler.
Oh.
A memoir called Yes, Please. And the one I actually in reading, Diane von Furstenberg. So autobiography from her, The Woman I Wanted to Be.
Interesting.
Which comes from this amazing quote by her. It's along the lines of, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew the woman I wanted to be. Yeah. All right. And then we have Play On, Now and Then, and Fleetwood Mac, the autobiography by Mick Fleetwood. All right.
Sorry.
Some people like them and him. All right. And then Fred Schau. Damn, I should have looked this up.
Okay.
Schuers. He's read at Rolling Stone. Was at Rolling Stone. Has written for a bunch of magazines. Billy Joel. So biography of Billy Joel.
Oh.
Is out this week. And then Broadway news.
Yes.
Guess who's coming?
Who?
Well, like in a year, but
what?
Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Make her Broadway debut in Therese Raquin. So it'll be next fall, Roundabout Theater Company. Helen Edmondson's adaptation of the novel by Emile Zola.
Oh.
About an unhappily married woman who embarks an affair. So anyhow, yeah, fans of her. I'm kind of surprised she hasn't been on Broadway. She seems, you know, I don't know, British-y.
Yeah, I wonder if she's done any West End stuff.
Theater-y.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, so yeah, that's like next October. But
okay.
That's look forward to.
All right. We're going to start off entertainment news with a bit of a downer. We're mourning the loss of actress Marcia Strassman.
Yeah.
At age 66, she beat back breast cancer, and then it got her again. So,
yeah. So, and we people our age know her from Welcome Back, Kotter. People younger, you know, generation after us, I know her from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yep, Diane Zelensky opposite Rick Moranis. She was one of my, she and Linda Carter and Farrah Fawcett, I think, were my first crushes. I had a huge crush on Marcia Strassman.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Very talented lady, very funny, very quick wit.
Mm-hmm.
She had done more TV than film as of late, you know, guest starring stuff here and there, but never really, I don't think ever really got the credit or the attention that she deserved. Very talented lady.
Yeah.
The trailer has dropped for Joss Whedon's Avengers Age of Ultron.
Ooh.
Holy shit. Okay. This is a Joss Whedon movie. Think of the darkest stories that you saw on Firefly, like The Reavers or Angel or Buffy. I mean, really dark and twisted stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to put these characters through the ringer. James Spader plays the robot in this that goes, and it's actually, it's very smart the way they've done this.
Mm-hmm.
In the comic books, Ultron was a project created by another guy. Here, it's one of Tony Stark's Iron Man suits.
That
becomes sentient.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this is some really dark, twisted shit. And I'm very much looking forward to it because this is unlike Marvel, anything Marvel has ever done. So, I've watched the trailer like a half dozen times already.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel and DC continue to try and one-up each other in the race for their cinematic universe crown. Warner Brothers released their master plan last week for, like, it's 10 superhero movies, or 10 years worth of superhero movies.
Wow.
Including two Justice League pictures, solo films for The Flash, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Captain Marvel, Cyborg. Jason Momoa is playing Aquaman. And the kid from Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Okay.
Ezra, what's it, kind of, he's a very unique looking kid.
Yeah.
He's going to play the Flash. There's going to be standalone sequels for Ben Affleck's Batman and Henry Cavill's Superman. And I think the interesting push and pull about all this is Marvel has switched gears on Captain America 3, which was going to wrap up the whole Winter Soldier storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to turn it into... they're trying to work with Sony to get Andrew Garfield to play Spider-Man in an adaptation of Marvel's Civil War, which was a huge storyline in the comic books where Tony Stark and Steve Rogers were pitted against each other.
Oh, okay.
Over political issues about registering superheroes and, you know, whether they should be under control of the government or, you know, left to live their life on their own. Very big, you know, big issue type things. And Spidey is a pawn in this whole thing. And Cap winds up getting assassinated.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Spoiler!
Sorry. I mean, it's a big, everybody knows this isn't a secret. So I'm very curious to see if they can pull this off, because now the whole thing about Disney was, like, Fantastic Four and Spider-Man and X-Men are all owned by Sony and Fox.
Yeah.
But how to try and pull those back in so they can tell these interlocking stories. We'll see if they can do it.
Right.
Warner Brothers has also announced two new Lego movies, one just for Lego Batman, as well as a trilogy for J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
All right, then.
Whether or not any of the characters from the original series are going to show up at some point, this is supposedly takes place like 100 years before the original Harry Potter, and it's set in New York City, but Dumbledore is supposed to be involved somehow, so I don't know. TLC is pulling the plug on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo because Mama June's dating a convicted child sex offender.
Yeah, and not even that.
Mm.
You know who he molested?
Who?
Her daughter.
Oh, Jesus.
He's been in jail for like 10 years for molesting her daughter, who was then 8.
Yeah.
So it's her daughter's, you know, whatever, 20 now and like married with a kid and on her own. But yeah, so I guess she's always been in love with him forever. And so he's now hanging out with Honey Boo Boo, who's 9.
Great. Great. This is the problem with reality TV, is we make celebrities out of these kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of messages are you sending? Whatever. ABC has greenlit a Phantom of the Opera series from Desperate Housewives creator Mark Cherry, which probably won't star Nicolette Sheridan. Just a guess.
Yeah, that's probably a good one.
Christina Ricci is returning to the role of Lizzie Borden in a Lifetime original series.
Oh,
and then BBC America has been bought out.
Christina Ricci, are you kidding me?
I know. She did. It was a movie that they did.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, one just Lifetime movie, but about her and
I know. In fact, we just reviewed one from the 70s, a Lizzie Borden made.
Yeah. Elizabeth Montgomery!
Right, exactly. So, weird.
Yes.
Weird. AMC, the network that has given us Mad Men and Walking Dead, has bought out BBC America.
Ooh.
Now, it's interesting because there's a lot of similarities in terms of the programming. You know, you think of Orphan Black, you think of Doctor Who, you think of...
Yeah.
But I don't know how this is going to work. I mean, BBC has a very unique, distinctive style, and to kind of Americanize it, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted BBC America to be. Just show us BBC shows.
Yeah.
Just here. And they weren't. They like had Star Trek and stuff
on
it.
Yeah, they did Star Trek The Next Generation. And
it's only going to get farther away from what I want it to be.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Doctor Who is gearing up for its 2-part series finale. Next week, season finale in English terms, not the entire series. And boy, is the shit going to hit the fan.
Woohoo!
This is, again, you talk about dark and twisted stuff.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I've got for entertainment news this week.
Okay. Kris Jenner's really upset.
Again, we're making celebrities out of ridiculously stupid people.
Mm-hmm. So supposedly, and there's pictures of them in the same room, so it must be true. Bruce is dating one of her, like, best friends.
Oh, really?
Like, one of their neighbors who, like, the families have been friends and the kids grew up together and whatever.
Okay.
Anyhow, so yeah, supposedly Bruce is, you know, getting it somewhere else. So we'll see. And in their divorce news, supposedly he's giving her the house. And he's keeping the Malibu house, like, poor thing.
All right, well.
Like, that's a sacrifice or something? Is how it's being played? Like, he's being so nice and letting her keep the house?
Right.
And he's living in frickin' Malibu. All right.
Oh, do we have a contest this week?
We have two contests.
Ooh.
For the price of one. Wow. So the first one we are going to have at the beginning of the week is called Mobilize. Uh-huh. It's from Disinformation.
Okay.
It is a documentary about the health effects of cell phones.
Ah.
So some people are very big on that issue.
Yeah.
So you want to check that out. And then later in the week, we are going to have Acclaim Festival Favorite Satellite, which is Millennials Romantic Fable from IndiePix Films.
Okay. Alrighty. So be sure to check those out. As always, thank you guys for tuning in, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com, and at some point in the near future, following us over to DailyVerdict.com. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
But summer love will keep us warm long after our autumn goodbye.